Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Before you guys let me go,
okay,
the Cubs are looking at adding that pitcher that we've been talking about, and it appears they're getting closer to identifying some of these teams that are out of it that want to trade. So I wouldn't be shocked over the next week or 10 days, much before the trading deadline, maybe as early as this week, that they make wow, a move for another starting pitcher.
Hold on. This week, you think the Cubs could make a move?
They could.
Bruce Levine, forget about a tease. He just hit him at the end. He said, buried deep in this radio hit with me. It's our 670 The Score baseball insider, Bruce Levine, on with Mully and Haw just yesterday, saying 7 to 10 days away were the Cubs from maybe picking up some starting pitching help that they have been talking about. Now we are 6 to 9 days away, because I can do math, as we rejoin with more Rahimi and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla here on this Tuesday. And Russell, you wanted to make a point,
mm-hmm,
that with the deadline about 5 weeks away, you don't want to get caught slipping. You don't want to get out here going big game hunting and ending up with some not great stuff. And
yeah,
that's a thing that every year teams risk doing by giving up assets to make a hopeful push, whether that's, hey, we think we have enough to get into the playoffs, or this makes us an actual World Series contender.
Also, before I say what I'm about to say, I want to thank the text line, because you guys are throwing out some names that allow me to think, what would this be like? But it got me to this point. There's a lot of risk and players that come with high risk at this year's deadline. Like, a lot of the players that we're talking about are in the last year of their deals, or they have years left on their deals, but they have down seasons. Like, if you're a team that's really considering a Luis Robert, you could be left with a player that ends the season with a negative weighted runs created plus, and the only thing that you can look at positively is, he catches the baseball, right? If you're a team that is looking at a guy that has a mid-threes or four ERA that has had an up-and-down 2025, yes, you could get a positive player. Like, if you're looking at a Sandy Alcantara, you could say, all right, the upside is this guy is one of the best pitchers in the world. The downside is, what if he looks more like the pitcher he has been in the first half? Right, that's a guy with ERA over 5. I just think there's going to be a lot of teams that ask themselves, is it worth the risk? Or do we mitigate that risk by getting a lesser player but has a floor that we can count on?
Yeah, I think the higher risk, higher reward is not something you want to be in the business of doing when you're talking about deadline deals, because the difference between that and, say, an off-season deal that has a little more risk reward is that might actually cost you the ability to even go to the playoffs if things go horribly wrong.
Right. And Texter just says DeGrom could get hurt, but what pitcher can't? Here's the thing, Texter. When you're talking about trades, there are a lot of different X factors. So you have the player, DeGrom. You have the production. He's been very productive this year when he's been healthy. Then you have other factors. He's 37 years old. He's making $40 million this year, is going to make $39 million next year and $37 million the year after that. Making a trade like that prevents you from doing other things. And I know people don't like to hear that when we're talking about the Chicago Cubs, because like the Cubs should spend. But until the Cubs spend like the team you think they are, we have to look at it realistically as what they have been. And I have a hard time believing that the Cubs would pay for a 37-year-old pitcher that it's making $40 million a year, especially if you have any realistic chance to re-sign Kyle Tucker this offseason. Wouldn't you much rather use that money to re-sign Tuck?
Yes.
Exactly.
I'd rather see the Cubs sign Kyle Tucker and figure out elsewhere how they're going to do, fill in the blanks, if you will. I think because Kyle Tucker, in a lot of people's opinions, is not putting up otherworldly numbers, that they're taking it for granted what he is putting up, which are very good numbers.
Right.
And understanding how old he is, where he is in his career, if you can sign up for that for 8 years, 9 years, you do it.
There are very few players in Major League Baseball that are better at baseball than Kyle Tucker.
Well put.
Thank you. I'm kind of good at the words thing. But you know what I mean? Like, Kyle Tucker does many things very well. I know there are other guys that hit for more power. There might be other guys that hit for a little bit of a higher average. There might be guys that you might say are a little bit better defenders. But he does all of those things at an above average level, where you look at the end of the year, you're like, okay, 900 OPS, 25 homers, 25 stolen bases, Gold Glove caliber right fielder, hitting above 290. Like, that's a player that every team wants. Like, if you can do all those things well, you're a top 10 player in baseball.
What's the number? If you had to guess, what's the number that Kyle
that
Tucker
gets?
That he gets? I say...
How many teams are bidding? Because that plays into it, too.
Well, we know there's only going to be, like, four, maybe, at the most. Four or five at the most. Because we know it's only the big market teams that can afford that type of contract, and one of them already spent their money on Vladimir Guerrero, and that's the contract that I look at and say it's probably going to be a little bit more than that.
If I have to guess, based on what we've seen and the players that might be in, because if Bregman opts out, which it's more than likely that he will now after everything they've gone through, Boston will have the money to pay Kyle Tucker. I still look at the Giants and say, well, they have money. The Cubs are going to be there. Like, obviously, you do want to re-sign Kyle Tucker. But I think 525?
Okay. So somewhere in the 5 to 550 range.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a $500 million player.
Because when I was guessing, when we were guessing this past offseason about Soto, I was saying 600 to 650, but because I didn't think that what Shohei got, you could compare the two of the business of Shohei Ohtani, that the contract pays for itself over time. And you did it in year one, to be honest with you. But because of the two teams that were bidding, both New York teams, it was a blank measuring contest at the end of the day, with Steve Cohen and the Mets winning. Ultimately, that's how you get to 765. This won't be that, but you're going to look at it and say, okay, for the player that Kyle Tucker is, for the age that he is at the time of the contract, and for all the different things that he does well as a player, my guess is 525, 530.
Listen, the callers have been doing a good job, or texters, I should say, of just sending us messages, which are pretty interesting. First of all, thanks to 260 saying they love the baseball talk, but also 630, Matt Shaw for Jose Ramirez, who says no? Is Cleveland going to be competing for a title in the next 3 years? No, so why not move on from him before he gets into his middle to late 30s and get something for him while he's still producing?
That's a good question, because that's a guy that I think about a lot. And you look at, for the production that Jose Ramirez gives the Cleveland Guardians, and you look at the contract,
right?
It is very reasonable, all things considered.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Guardians are another team that you look at where they are in their division. They're not better than the Tigers. And sure, they could say, oh, we're only X games out of a playoff spot. They were holding on to the third wildcard spot last week by half a game. But if they fall out of contention, they have two guys in Emmanuel Clase for closer, still very reasonable deal. He has a sub-2 ERA over his last 20 appearances. And then Jose Ramirez has been one of the best players in baseball for the last 6-7 years. That is a guy that if it's possible and the money is reasonable, all things considered, like you're not trading for a $300+ million contract.
Well, here's the thing. He's 32, mm-hmm. making $19 million this year.
Very reasonable.
The contract was a 7-year, $141 million deal signed in 2022. He'll get paid for the next 3 years, that's 26, 27, 28, $21 million, $23 million, $25
million. Steal.
Yeah, but it would have
he
to also, be...
He has a no-trade clause.
It would have to be much more than just Matt Shaw to get Jose Ramirez.
Oh, yes, but if we're talking about the Cubs the way we've been talking about it, the way you talk about them, Marshall, if you got to go for it this year, that's going for it. That's going for it.
I think the biggest thing when we talk about these teams in the American League Central specifically is it's going to be a few... It's going to be a little while. It's going to be a little while because in 3 weeks, I don't know that there's going to be that much movement mm-hmm. when you talk about the standings in relation to obviously not catching the Detroit Tigers in the American League Central, but the wild card. The wild card in the American League is very interesting because there's a lot of just teams that are hanging around. If you're 3 games under 500 right now, you're only 3 games out of a wild card. So all you have to say is, I think we can have a winning second half of the season. And if you have a winning second half of the season, you're right there. Just to, so people understand this, the White Sox are the worst team in the American League. They are 16 games out of a wild card spot. Next is the Athletics, who are 32-48, 16 games under 500. They're 9.5 games out. You're like, okay, they're not. The Orioles are only 10 games under 500. They're only 6.5 games out of a wild card spot. And the Twins are 3.5 out, and they're 4 games under 500. So my point is, yes, you have a lot of teams that you have to climb over, but all those teams in front of you have proven to this point of the season, they are simply middling teams. Yep. The team holding on to the final wildcard spot is the Seattle Mariners. They are only 3 games over 500. If you believe, hey, we either had some people healthy or guys were scuffling and now we feel like we're doing more things, you have a chance to make a charge. That's why the Orioles, winners of 6 of the last 4 games, even though they're 6.5 back, I could see them in the next 3 weeks putting something together. I'm not even saying they're going to get red hot. But if you go 6-4 over a 10-game stretch for 4 times in a row, now you're probably just 2 games out of a wild card spot.
There's a name that I just thought of as far as we were talking about starting pitchers who could potentially help the Cubs. This guy signed the largest contract in the history of this franchise in the offseason, but it's not saying much when I tell you the team. So the A's.
Sacramento, it's got to be the A's.
Signed Luis Severino to the largest contract in franchise history this past offseason. The A's, who I was really high on coming into this year because of the young talent that they have. You've seen what Jacob Wilson is doing. Brent Rooker is a player that I really like. But playing in that ballpark, it has just not been what they expected. The ball flies there. They're starting pitchers. It's almost like they have no shot. But I look at Luis Severino, who has... He's 0-7 with a 6.75 ERA in Sacramento. You want to know his road splits, Marshall?
Give me the road splits.
He's 2-0 with a 0.93 ERA.
How many starts?
In six starts on the road.
That's crazy.
He is the best pitcher in baseball on the road and is getting his head knocked off at home in Sacramento, where you know very well, that ballpark.
I do.
But that's a guy who has pitched in the postseason. He was pitching for the Mets in the postseason, starting playoff games, and clearly outside of West Sacramento, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
So, in your estimation then, that would be more of a situation to get that second starter, not top-of-the-line starter. Are you saying, because there's no top-of-the-line available, this might be the best you could do?
I think that's a number two starter.
And he's
probably going to be...
He's under contract for 3 years, $67 million. So he gets paid $25 million next year, $20 this year, and then $22 million in 2027.
Also a very good guy in the room.
Okay, so Luis Severino should be a trade target?
I'm saying if we're talking about who could be a guy that fits the bill of solid starter, can take the ball, can give you six innings, three runs or less, and potentially start a playoff game... And I'm looking around because there is no top tier type of guy. I think you could do a lot worse than Luis Severino.
It's a very interesting. It's not someone who I had thought of until you said largest contract in history. I was like, well, the A's went out and got some people over the offseason, and then you said A's. That's very interesting. And looking at his game log, the last time he pitched was at home. He gave up one run over five innings. And then the start before that against the Kansas City Royals on the road, he gave up one run over 7 2/3 innings. Now, strikeouts aren't going to blow anybody away, but it'd be interesting.
He's a sinker baller.
Yeah.
Guys are going to hit the ball on the ground.
Beat into the ground. So here on Raheem and Harris with Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Here on 670 The Score, we are talking about Cubs potential trade targets going up and down the line. Jeff Passan just came out with an article today talking about who the top targets are, top 50, as we are 5 weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. That comes your way July 31st. At the top of his list, a couple of Red Sox. Alex Bregman at third base. Cubs are very familiar with Alex Bregman and his work and how hard it can be to acquire such a bat.
They liked him a lot.
And he's going to opt out, obviously.
Yeah, now. And all the leverage in the world.
The top starting pitcher on this list is Sandy Alcantara. He is number three. Right behind him is Freddy Peralta, but we know the Brewers are not doing any business dealings with the Cubs. That's fair.
Yeah.
And then you look beyond that, Seth Lugo, Kansas City Royals, is number six on this list. Zach Gallen, number seven. Merrill Kelly, number eight. Gallen and Kelly, of course, pitched for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And so that's really it as far as starting pitching goes until you go way down this list.
Mm-hmm.
So out of those guys I just said, who do you think the Cubs should be targeting? Or should they?
I mean, we've listed a lot of those names already. Like, we've talked about Sandy. We've talked about Merrill Kelly today. We've talked about Gallen yesterday. The peripherals on Gallen aren't great. And you're talking about a guy who, when he was right, was consistently one of the best pitchers in the National League over the last couple of years. The numbers have gotten progressively worse. And for a guy that was supposed to enter free agency after the end of this season and be one of the best free agents available next year, that hasn't happened. So I think a lot of it will come down to what Jed Hoyer believes that Tommy Hotovy and this pitching infrastructure can do, right? Like, because there are a lot of guys available to what we talked about a couple minutes ago, that are going to come with question marks, that are going to come with a little bit of baggage in terms of what the numbers and production have been. Obviously, the biggest upside on that list is Sandy Alcantara. But yeah, I think we're going to come back to the same four or five names, in addition to Severino, who we just talked about, that I think could potentially be a guy that checks the boxes for what you're potentially looking for.
So it's something that...
That's not me reporting that, by the way,
no.
But that's me speculating based off of the conversation that we're having, who could be a guy that can give you a quality start and start a playoff game.
That's the goal. Get guys who can start the playoff games, preferably game one or game two, but we'll see how that goes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.